3 continents, 2 master's degree, 1 amazing year. That's the MS in Global Commerce program that we're going to discover today. Welcome to the 149th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get to that delightful instant when you can high-five the person next to you and shout, "Yes, I'm in." Now a bit of background about our guest, Dean Cindy Huddleston, Associate Dean, Graduate Admissions and Corporate Relations at the McIntyre School of Commerce at UVA. Dean Huddleston is an alumna of the College of William & Mary, where she earned her bachelor's degree as well as a master's in education with a focus on counseling and higher ed administration. She worked in career services and other administrative capacities at several top schools in the D.C. area before arriving at UVA in 1999. Currently, Dean Huddleston serves as the Associate Dean for Graduate Admissions and Corporate Relations. Dean Huddleston, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, let's start with a really, really basic question. What is the MS in Global Commerce at McIntyre?
Okay. Well, the MS in Global Commerce is our newest initiative. We are launching it this year with a fall of 2016 start date. And the program is meant to be a deeply immersive one-year global master's degree for high-achieving recent business graduates. It is a partnership between the McIntyre School of Commerce at the University of Virginia with the ASADE Business School in Barcelona, Spain, and the Lingnan University College at Sun Yat-sen in Guangzhou, China.
And wow.
It's a mouthful. But the three schools are very excited that we are working collaboratively and combining our resources to provide a 40-credit hour program for students that will be recruited from across the globe. Our anticipated first class will be between 50 and 60 students, roughly equal numbers from the Americas, from Europe, Middle East, Africa, and from Asia, with the idea that this combination of students will live and study together as they progress through the 1 year. They will start with 15 weeks of study in the fall at McIntyre. Then they will move for 9 weeks to Lingnan during the January, February, early March timeframe. And then from there, we'll move for another 15 weeks to Barcelona, Spain, where they will complete their master's degree. They actually will receive two masters, a master's in global commerce from the University of Virginia, a master's in global strategic management from ASADE, and a certificate in international management from Lingnan.
Wow.
That's a very intense, as I said, and busy 1 year. But the purpose is to really give students an immersive experience in what it means to collaborate globally with global teams, to be able to move globally across three very important economic regions of the world and be able to get up and running and get things done. So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, it sounds very intense. Can you give us a bit of background about how this program came into being?
Well, I think, you know, McIntyre has been integrating global business concepts and global experiences in many or most of our programs. And we have a program, our Master's in Commerce program, where students who are liberal arts, science, and engineering students come for a one-year intensive business program. But as part of that, they do a month-long global immersion. And we were finding that those students, even with 1 month of global immersion, were highly sought by many of our recruiters and employers for that knowledge that they were gaining in that short period of time. And as we've been working with our recruiters, it's just becoming more and more apparent to us that having that true global mindset, that immersive experience, the ability to work across cultures, is just becoming a critical foundational element for future business leaders.
Sure.
And this was, you know, we really were looking for a way to provide it. And I think, you know, certainly schools could look and try to do it themselves, but what better way to demonstrate how to do it than to create close working partnerships with schools on two different continents.
So this program is for people who already have a fundamentals in business education, right?
Correct. They need to have a bachelor's degree in some form of management or business.
Okay. So when they go, obviously the first segment is at McIntyre. The second segment, I think you said, is at ESADA. And then the third is at Lin Yen. Do I have the order right?
It's McIntyre, then Lingnan, then ESADA.
Okay, so I had the second two wrong. What will they be learning in these different places? I mean, are they going to be learning about the business culture in the different countries? What if they're going to be in their home country or their home region?
Right. Maybe if I just step it through, it will make some sense. So at McIntyre, we're going to start with really looking at global strategy and cross-cultural management and communications to set the foundation. Because in each of the locations, the students are going to be working on projects as cross-cultural teams. So in other words, because of the diversity within the program, they are teaming with people who are from different cultures, different geographic backgrounds. To get those projects done, they're going to have to learn to communicate well. And so we want to lay that foundation at the beginning of the program.
I assume those projects will be consulting projects for real businesses?
Correct, as much as we can. In fact, the first one we are looking at McIntyre, we have a unique opportunity in that there is a Chinese firm. It's a major pulp and paper company who has recently announced the largest greenfield economic development project in the U.S. Mm. And that will be happening in Virginia. And we will be working with them, using them as a live case study for our students to be able to see what it takes for a company to do business in the U.S. And so in each location, there is a course called Doing Business In. Clearly at McIntyre, it's Doing Business in the U.S. When they move to Lingnan, they will look similarly at how to do business in China, and then finally at how to do business in Europe and the EU. So that is a common thread among each of the sections of the program. But then the business competencies are unique to the strengths of the school. So McIntyre will focus on the strategy, the cross-cultural management aspects. When we move to Lingnan, we will look at international financing, operations, and the impact on the global consumer behavior. Then when we move to ESADA, we will take advantage of their expertise in innovation and entrepreneurship, the corporate social responsibility and sustainability aspects that they do so well. And so students will take their business background, but they will build on that background in terms of their technical business skills from a global perspective. At the same time, we're going to balance it with a lot of the soft skills in that form the core of what employers are looking for in a global mindset.
Sure. Now, I understand that this is a program, we confirmed it a minute ago, for recent college grads with an undergraduate education in business and little or no work experience. So what else, from an admissions perspective, what else are you looking for in applicants to this program?
Well, in addition to being strong students, I think some of those personal qualities are going to be really important. Students are going to have to work very closely on teams. So being able to demonstrate that they have good skill sets in leadership, as well as being a team player, resiliency, the ability to adapt.
I was thinking that one.
Really important for us. And really openness to understanding differing perspectives and working with people from very different cultural backgrounds.
Okay. What is the maximum amount of work experience that you would consider in an applicant?
We are looking for under 2 years.
Okay.
So really keeping that pre-experience.
Right. Can you describe the application process to the Masters in Global Commerce?
Okay. All three schools are admitting students. Lingnan is admitting students specifically who are part of their Masters in International Business. And then McIntyre and Asade are recruiting across the globe. So if students are from the Americas, they can apply through McIntyre. If they're from Europe, Middle East, Africa, they can apply through Asade. And then if they are any other part of the globe, they are welcome to choose whichever one they wish to apply through. So there is an online application form, very similar to traditional programs. We require two letters of recommendation, their transcripts, a GMAT or GRE test scores. If English is not their first language, they need to provide us with a TOEFL or IELTS test results. We will review those at each, whichever school they've applied for, reviews them internally. First, in the case of McIntyre, my staff makes an initial review, then we invite candidates who meet the minimum criteria to interview. Once the interview is complete, the application goes to our admissions committee. We're unique among our partners and probably somewhat among business schools in that our admissions committee members are faculty who teach in our programs. It's a strength of McIntyre in that the faculty are highly engaged and they are engaged in the admissions process. So they review each application that has a completed interview and will make a recommendation of those candidates that they think will be strong candidates for the program. Similarly at Asade, as they have recommended candidates, all of the candidates are brought forth each week to a joint committee of the partners. So my counterparts at Asade and Lingnan and I each week review the candidates that have been approved at the individual schools and make a final recommendation from there.
Okay, very interesting process. I saw your post with tips for the regular MS in Commerce at McIntyre, and you emphasized there that McIntyre's approach is holistic. We're going to link to that post from the show notes at accepted.com/149. But is McIntyre employing the same holistic approach for this global degree? I mean, at least for your portion of the review. And if yes, what does that imply for applicants?
Absolutely. It is a holistic process. You know, we want to, as best we can, get to understand the applicant's story. And that means that we need to pull all the pieces of the puzzle together to try and get that picture of the applicant. So what that means is, you know, we're not just looking at a GPA is always my example. I actually feel that we sit down and reread a transcript. We are looking for what courses did this student perform well in, and maybe what courses weren't they as strong in, and what are those patterns? Did they start strong and finish strong? Did they maybe have some transition issues from high school but yet found their footing and were able then to achieve? You know, when we look at that transcript, what is that really telling us? And then I try to, you know, match that with what we're seeing in test scores. And that often will prompt then the questions for an interview. So if someone has shown really strong quantitative courses, some strong grades, but maybe a test score isn't as strong quantitatively, that would then prompt maybe a question. You know, why is this test score maybe not reflecting similar strengths? And so that gives the applicant a chance to fill in the blanks for us so that we can try and really figure out if they, you know, you always want the applicant to be successful. In the end, that's what I always feel like we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that the candidate can be successful in the program. They have the skills that they need to do that. And also both to contribute to the program and to have a lot to gain from the program. So those are really, for me, the three essential questions we're trying to answer as we look at applications.
Sounds good. Thank you. Now, you mentioned that, you know, you hope that McIntyre will welcome the first 50 to 60 member class this September. How has the response been to this program so far?
Response has been great. I've been really, because we got a little bit of a late start in the recruiting season, going through three different countries' approval processes.
Sure.
But we have been just thrilled. I've been thrilled with the quality and the enthusiasm of our applicants. So we are a little over halfway completed with the application process. So we expect to wind that up in the next 2 months, 2.5 months. And then we've already built a very large number of inquiries
of juniors or third years across the country.
Uh-huh. Okay,
the most enthusiastic are parents and alums. So many of the alums I talk to just lament that they didn't have this opportunity. So.
I mean, it sounds like a fantastic program. My goodness.
I did. Yes. In a heartbeat. Sure. So,
sounds great. I assume there are opportunities for travel kind of outside the classroom, but built into the schedule.
Correct. So there are, certainly at the University of Virginia, we're within 2 hours of Washington, D.C., and I know the faculty are planning to make sure that all of the students have the opportunity to get to Washington, D.C. We have, you know, resources here in terms of so many international organizations,
sure.
embassies, et cetera, to take advantage of. We will be taking locational visits to many of the companies that we'll be working with in terms of projects. And similarly, we'll do that in Barcelona and in Guangzhou. In fact, we will be at Lingnan during the Chinese New Year. And the dean of Lingnan has basically said anyone who is from China will be adopting someone who is from outside of China to take home for the Spring Festival. So I think our students will have an opportunity to really experience from a very personal level what that celebration means in China. So things of that nature that we'll be able to do.
Okay. Now, the fourth round deadline for the class matriculating in September is April 15th. Which will have passed by the time our interview is actually posted. Your site indicates that applications received after that deadline will be reviewed on a rolling basis as long as space is available. Do you anticipate having space and reviewing applications after April 15th, or has the response been such that you think it's going to be finished and that anybody interested really be thinking about an application next year?
Yeah, we actually just had this conversation with our counterparts, particularly because the admission season in Latin America is a little bit later. We will accept applications through May 15th this year, and probably will keep it at May 15th going forward, just to make sure that we're accommodating all of our students around the globe.
Okay, great. Now, I also saw on your website that the first application deadline for the class matriculating in 2017 is September 15th, 2016, or this September. So right. Current juniors, or perhaps those graduating mid-year, or even seniors this year who think they may want to apply, can start planning ahead for next year. Do you anticipate a pretty similar application process for next year as to the one that you outlined just a few minutes ago?
I do at this point. We may change the essay questions slightly. Mm-hmm. We will post those. If we do, we will post those in mid-July on our website so that people can get an early start on them. I expect that they will be somewhat similar. We really are asking about short and long-term goals and motivation for doing the program. So, and any cross-cultural experiences that applicants may have had.
Okay. Was there any process that you went to in terms of choosing Asada and Lin Yang, or was it just a kind of a meeting of the minds where it worked out that way? I mean, any particular reason you chose these schools? And you mentioned their strengths.
I think it was really, the deans working together, but McIntyre has a track record of really being quite innovative. Mm-hmm. As well as integrative in our programs. And so often our classes are taught in a very modular format so that it is a little more reflective of how a company may approach problems or try to solve issues. And so our faculty are very used to team teaching. For example, our strategy faculty often may teach with our IT faculty, or our communications faculty may come into a marketing or finance class and do a joint project where, the project is evaluated both on the merits of the financial analysis as well as how well it's communicated to an executive. And so they're very used to being quite integrative, and mm-hmm. that we were looking for in partners who really could work with us to do that. And I think in looking at schools, on different continents, Asada is very typically their approach to do it in a similar way, and Lingnan as well. And so I think it's their commitment to excellence, you know, being top excellent business schools, being innovative, and really making the commitment to work together. And so even as we are having this conversation, our partners are here at the university in a room working together on the curriculum. So it can be and will be very integrated.
That's great. What do you expect holders of these two master's degree and the Lingnan certificate, what do you think they're going to do when they complete the program? And will there be placement assistance around the globe for them?
Yes. So at least thus far, as I've talked with our applicants, many of them are very interested, obviously, in global careers, many of them looking at consulting-oriented or global marketing-oriented positions, several of them financially-oriented. And our three career service offices have already, they've spent almost 10 months working together to help make a very hopefully transparent process for students coming into the program to be able to leverage the resources of all three career offices. We have in the calendar made space, for example, where students will be able to travel for the major career fairs at each of the universities, regardless of where they might be located globally at that point in time. Looking at technology to make sure that students can interview around the globe, regardless, again, of where they might be located, and really leveraging the employers that each of the schools have, along with the alumni network that each school can bring. So that's been a work in progress, and they're really making a lot of headway in being able to, you know, when a student comes on board, not having to learn three different systems, and they can really, you know, will be a handoff from counselors at McIntyre when they go to move to Lingnan to get the counselors at Lingnan up to speed for helping the students for the 9 weeks they're there, and then again when they move to Europe, so that they really will benefit, I think, from three different groups all working together on their behalfs.
Right. And do you see them going primarily into, you know, general management programs, you know, corporate development kinds of programs, or do you see them, leadership development rather, or do you see them going into consulting, brand management? I mean, where do you see the graduates headed?
I do think there will be some who will head into leadership development programs, particularly seems to be of interest from our candidates coming from Europe. I think we've been working with a number of the management consulting firms. Many of them are really beginning to look at global competencies as an entry-level requirement for the work that they're doing. And so I think our students will have the skills to be very attractive candidates for them. Some of our students are coming in with job offers already, and they're asking for a one-year extension of those job offers so that they can get this experience before going back to those employers. So we see students who've got supply chain backgrounds, and obviously global supply chain is a very valuable skill set to have. Finance, again, as I mentioned, and many of them going in the consulting direction.
Okay. Are there language requirements, or is language instruction going to be part of the curriculum?
We were not able to get language instruction fit into the curriculum. We also found a number of studies that have indicated that that's not necessarily the skill that is most necessary. So the language of instruction will be English, and everyone is expected to have a fairly high level of competency in English. However, that said, I can tell you that of the people we've admitted thus far, all but I think two students are fluent in at least one language outside of their native language, and several of them have fluency in two, three, or more languages. So I think it goes with folks who are attracted to the program have often studied or learned a second language.
Got it. What question would you have liked me to ask that I didn't ask? Or what would you like to answer that I didn't ask?
Ah, that's a good one.
Finally asked a tough question, huh?
I did.
I'm trying to think what you haven't covered. We've covered placement, and I don't know. I can't think of anything that you've left off the table.
Okay, good. I guess I did a good job. Do you have any final words of advice for people who might be interested in the program?
I think if it piques anyone's interest, our recruiters are more than happy to sit and talk with them and give them, you know, I always, because our recruiters are not the ones in the decision process, in the admissions process, they fill the role of being able to help candidates put their best foot forward. So really, I would recommend that they get used as a resource. Figure out, does this make sense for someone to do career-wise? We try to make sure everyone is trained that if this isn't a good match, that they help that student have that conversation and figure out maybe a different direction they might pursue. So use them as a resource. They can help guide and help give advice on how to put the application together and prepare best for interviews. And, you know, it is a very unique program, and we are happy to answer questions about it as we move along in the admissions process.
Okay. Thank you. I want to thank you so much, Dean, for joining me today. It's been fascinating learning about the Master's in Global Commerce. Where can listeners learn more about this program? It really sounds like an incredible opportunity.
I think so. I'll just say that I've learned so much just from the working with my partners and having to make decisions and crossing those cultural boundaries that's just a microcosm of what I think the students will learn. So if they are interested, the website is www.commerce.virginia.edu, and they can go to the program is listed as MS Global from there. So really appreciate the opportunity to share the information with you and your audience.
You're welcome. Thank you again. Listener, you'll find the link that Dean Huddleston referred to in the show notes at accept.com/149. And we'll link to both the MS and Global Commerce's site, as well as some of the other resources I mentioned earlier, and probably some resources I haven't mentioned. Listener, thank you too for tuning in to this, our 149th episode. If you found this show helpful, please subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or Zoom so you don't miss any of the upcoming shows. We have shows focused on fascinating programs like the MSGC, as well as admissions practices at specific schools, test prep, career guidance, financial aid, and much more of interest to graduate school applicants. So don't miss anything and subscribe again through iTunes, Stitcher, or Zoom. You can find subscribe links at, you guessed it, accepted.com/149. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.